Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
It's time to speak and to act regarding the Equality Act. Taylor Swift has now released a new music video and a song specifically regarding the Equality Act, urging action and condemning and mocking Christians. We're going to be talking about this and other matters on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, we've talked before on this program about the Equality Act. It's misnamed. It passed overwhelmingly in the House. It's now sitting in various committees in the U.S. Senate, and that's where we have been focusing to stop this bill. It's a terrible bill because it elevates sexual orientation and gender identity to the same level as race, and it spreads it across every area of our lives, including churches, with penalties for noncompliance. It also includes abortion and abortion funding, and it also addresses counseling that no one would be able to receive any counsel, including adults, for their unwanted same-sex attraction or gender confusion. And now, of course, we've been delivering, Matt, many tens of thousands of petitions to members of Congress. I encourage people to go to lcaction.org to learn more about this and to sign up for these petitions, as well as faxes that we're sending. But Taylor Swift, who is someone well known among the youth of today, a music artist, has gotten into this cause of the so-called Equality Act. Matt, she wrote a song and created a music video that began trending on YouTube and other areas where it was released. And it culminates in a call to action for viewers to sign a petition to support the Equality Act. It also mocks Christians who won't support homosexuality and gender confusion.
Yeah, it's appalling. And this bill is the most draconian, most anti-Christian, most dangerous bill for religious liberty, for the sanctity of human life, and for the free exercise of faith and the protection of the natural family that we have ever seen. And but it's being held up in the Senate, but they are trying to sneak it in as amendments to a bunch of unrelated legislation and trying to get it piecemeal, get it passed. President Trump has spoken out against it. So there are still hopefully stopgaps in place, but we need to be vigilant.
You know, these Hollywood actors or music entertainers, they have certain talents in maybe acting or singing and writing songs. But it's amazing when they actually speak out on political issues, how shallow they really are and how much they really don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is Taylor Swift. She says, I've observed a lot of people in our society who just put so much energy and effort into negativity. And it just made me feel like, well, you just need to calm down, like you're stressing yourself out. This seems like it's more about you than about what you're going off about. Let's, like, just calm down. You know, she has absolutely no clue. She ought to just stick to her songs. But the problem is that in her songs, she has a lot of followers, and she has a lot of young people that follow her. And that can have a huge influence on people who are not thinking through this issue simply because they follow her. On the other hand, Holly, there is a big pushback against her by even the so-called LGBT community. They're pushing back because they're saying that she is just now using this instead of coming on board when that was much more difficult years ago. So she's getting pushback from both sides.
Yeah, it's tragic. I mean, you know, and I blame the media a lot because as a journalist, you know, they're no longer portraying the truth, but they've become a political advocacy group. And you see these millennials and these singers like Taylor Swift, they take these pieces of what they're being fed, this propaganda, and then they're running with it, not even thinking, well, the Equality Act is not really so equal, is it? You know, and so it's just tragic. The messages they're spreading, the lies they're spreading.
Well, Assemblyman in California who serves on the Judiciary Committee, who proposed a piece of legislation last year that we were able, along with a consortium of groups, to stop, has now introduced an assembly concurrent resolution calling on, quote, counselors, pastors, religious workers, and educators, and institutions with, quote, great moral influence, to stop perpetuating the idea that someone or something is wrong with LGBT identities or sexual orientation. He condemns attempts to change unwanted same-sex attraction or gender confusion. He calls it unethical, harmful, and leading to high rates of suicide. And so this is a resolution that he is pushing forward. You know, the Equality Act not only will require churches to comply, including use of their facilities, but also it will require colleges and universities to comply. Noncompliance will result in loss of tax exemption, and for colleges and universities, loss of accreditation. It has no exemptions for churches or religious organizations. It would literally transform the curriculum within the schools, daycare centers, adoption facilities, shelters for women, overnight stays for your children when you're taking them on a field trip as part of your church, and one boy wants to sleep in the same room, not the same floor, but just the same room as the girls, because he says he's a girl. You wouldn't be able to resist that even as a church. So this thing is so intrusive on liberty, and it elevates abortion and requires funding of abortion to a federal right and bans counsel between a licensed counselor and a client, no matter their age, even though that is the counsel that that client seeks and desperately needs. It's the government knows better approach, and it's the propaganda of the LGBT agenda.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Matt, this is, we can't not speak up. Many of you listening have signed the petition or you've sent faxes. And I encourage you and thank you for doing so. But some of you, many of you have not. And you're thinking, well, it's just overhyped. It's not going to pass. Someone else will do it for me. And then what happens when you wake up one day and this thing does pass? And by the way, one of the things that we want to make you aware of is the tactic of the LGBT community in Washington, D.C. They put all of this in their wish basket called the Equality Act. If they get this, this will ultimately put the force of government against your faith in every area, even your online home computer business. But if they can't get it all in one fell swoop, what they're doing is they're taking bits and pieces out and they're popping it into other pieces of federal legislation so that they can kind of surround you, and then ultimately they'll have everything they want, including they're using the current appropriations bill. And there's a lot of inertia to want to pass the appropriations bill so that the government will remain funded. And so they put a bunch of little things in there. So our staff in Washington, D.C., they're monitoring this. So we have an opportunity for you to make your voice known against the Equality Act, but we also, as part of lcaction.org on our website there, and lc.org as well, we also have monitoring opportunities for you to be able to express your opposition to all these little piecemeal things that they're trying to sneak in through the legislation. They're all going to pass the House. And the real battle is the Senate. And it's going to be even more difficult on the Senate, Matt, to stop the piecemeal portions because they're putting it in legislation that otherwise most people would want to pass. And then they stick in this poison pill as part of that legislation.
And that's why we have to remain vigilant. That's why conservatives and those who stand for liberty in the Senate need to remain vigilant.
You know, and God calls us to be lights, and we have the light that dispels the darkness. And so that doesn't mean we sit in a corner and wring our hands and say, oh no, the world's coming, you know, to an end. We have the opportunity to pray and to act.
For more information, visit lcaction.org. That's lcaction.org or lc.org. Either way, you can find the same information and you can be a part of the petition and faxes and find out what's going on so that you can make a difference and make sure that you include your family, your friends, and your social network. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's main website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Sign up for our emails right there on the front page. You can sign up for a variety of emails for Liberty Counsel, Liberty Counsel Action. You can sign up for emails regarding Liberty Relief International, our international humanitarian relief program, and also in support of Israel. For more information, lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. lc.org.